You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Dexter. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Dexter news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Dexter.
Yes, it is. AfterBuzz TV for Dexter. Thanks for joining us. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving with family and friends. I'm with friends right now. I'm with Kristen Snyder, the psychic of Dexter, and the always honest Spicy Maddie.
Yes.
She's bringing truth to the table.
New to the show.
My tongue contained tonight.
Boy, oh boy. we've got some gloating to do. We've got some, well, let's just get into it. We got Deb. Deb's turning over a new leaf, finally. She is discovering a new inner self.
Do you think that's thanks to the therapist?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, she needed therapy. I can't believe that this is the first time she's getting it after every single one of her companions has died.
Right. Yeah, it took three murders?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Right, for her to finally go, maybe wrong.
Maybe I should see a psychiatrist.
She said, I've had to throw out a pair of shoes that was full blood, so yeah. I think it was her shoes being ruined.
Yeah.
That made it happen.
Yes.
She needs to walk in another man's shoes to see how that is. I loved that she was finally trying out a new Deb. You know, and everybody now is off, not off guard, but everybody's kind of like, who is this? What is Dexter? Definitely is trying to figure out, you know, I'm a chair if you need a chair. I don't need a chair. I need a table.
but Deb realizing that Dexter is a chair and he's never going to be the table,
right.
That was so important. I mean, that's important for a lot of people to realize that you can't change things. You can't change people in general. You got to recognize them for what they are and recognize that Dexter is a chair.
Right.
He will always be a chair.
Yeah,
as much as he wants to be a table.
I love how he says to her whenever he goes to Deb and he's like, I'm here. If you need me, I'll be your chair.
Yes.
She's like, I don't need a chair. I need a table.
Exactly.
It was great.
I just wish we saw this change 3 episodes ago.
Absolutely.
I really think Debbie having this different direction would have opened those episodes
made it
up a little
more
bit.
More interesting.
Yeah, because go ahead.
No, I was just going to say because this like inner battle that she's having inside, I mean, now she's letting us know how affected she is that her mother passed away and that she was feeling neglected by her father. I mean, that's something that anybody who's a Dexter fan has followed and caught. But we already know that she has this crazy potty mouth attitude. And, you know, now she's being more, I guess, you know, lighthearted with her feelings, I guess, more forgiving.
Yeah, I think so. I think she's kind of trying to, she's just trying to be a little bit more, it seems like she's just trying to be more not so into herself. She's still trying to let stuff go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right? I mean, they say people who have had such a traumatizing past, they can't see past themselves sometimes. And I feel like Deb has been that way this entire time as lieutenant, and finally she needs to get over it, see past herself, get it out in therapy so that on the job she's not freaking out.
Right. Well, it's a great beat. I'm so glad.
Because she really is a guarded person. I mean, she faults Dexter for being guarded and not opening up. But she, too, I mean, she's a straight jerk. If you pay attention to her character on the show, she's not an emotional woman. She's not your typical character woman.
No.
And so this is the first time that she's been given a platform to actually share her feelings with someone and step outside of her comfort zone, which is her psychiatrist.
But it's really hard for her to share her feelings.
Right.
like it would be for a guy.
Correct. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Know, and so she must be having that inner conflict as well. If she's always kind of been the tomboy, she's a lieutenant and, you know, surrounded by guys, she must think it's a sign of weakness to have to share her feelings,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just kind of funny if she's, I'm just wondering if her character's kind of equating that to like a feminine trait.
I think that's a good association.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Where she's like, what, wait a minute, am I a lieutenant or am I a woman or am I both? And how does that work?
She's not only living in a man's world, but she's working in a man's world as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that kind of environment, I mean, you know, you kind of have to have just as much balls as the rest of them.
Yeah. Right? And so this would be a very...
Right now. Do we want to talk about the swearing?
I meant baseballs.
Brought that up earlier. The swearing
I promise
overload.
I will be less spicy tonight.
That's, you know, that's
Dexter
fine.
Could use some spice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're there's a cold cough thing floating around, so we could all use some spice.
Right, okay.
To get our bodies back up. Yeah, you mentioned the swearing.
The swearing.
Ugh.
You know, it's just something that's not working now.
No. I mean, before it was like, it pulled us in and it was like, oh my gosh, this girl says anything that's on her mind. She has a potty mouth.
Right.
It was kind of attractive in the beginning because we thought that she was a bad, can I say ass? Badass.
Sure.
Okay. right. And so, you know, we think that she's this like, you know, strong, assertive. And now it's like the writers have incorporated the every single repulsive curse word that you can think of she uses instead of actual dialogue.
Yeah.
And I almost think that it's they're giving us what they think that we want.
Mm.
And it's obnoxious now.
I agree. It stands out.
Yeah.
Which is really, really a shame because usually all the scenes, there's a really nice flow to them. And, you know, you're kind of settled in and, oh, this is going over here and this is nice. Unfortunately, it does make her sound... stupid.
It does because
I'm sorry, I'm not insulting the show or anything, but
no,
it does make her character sound like if I were sitting in that room and I was listening to her run a briefing like that, I would really be questioning. Yeah, I would be questioning. Really, why? You know, I think unless there's a beat where they're using it, you know, in a way to say that
they're using
uncomfortable.
It unnecessarily. Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think they are
because they say that people who use people who use curse words continuously like that are not intelligent enough to actually speak proper grammar and
I agree.
Well, I think it's also one more beat that she's trying to be manly, you know.
Mm.
She's trying to be one with the boys, but you know, I'm not sure if our audience is bothered by it, because that's sort of like, I feel the generation that is watching this sort of speaks that way, so I'm not sure if they have such a problem
again,
with it.
She's the only person on the show who curses. Batista, Quinn,
yeah.
Nobody talks like them.
That's really
But I'm just
true.
Saying, I don't know that a lot of people are like noticing it because they hear it a lot from their friends. And
it's just, and I don't have a problem with women swearing. I don't, you know, and I don't have a problem with the police swearing. I think they do. It's just in this character, it just doesn't work. There's something about it that as she's delivering lines, it's just like kind of, it's like the one shopping wheel on the car. That
right.
Just, it's not.
Right. And it's making her one dimensional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, all you're focusing on is that stupid wheel. And,
right.
And you miss the ramen you need.
Right. You're not listening to the rest of her dialogue because you're just like, did she just say that?
All right, let's get off of her. I'm done.
Sorry,
Deb. I know we're bashing Deb, but Deb, I really do love you, though.
But, you know, there's plenty going on around her that she's got to try to get on top of.
Do we want to mention Quinn?
I wish Why you would get on top of Quinn. I want them to work out.
Why do you like Quinn?
Spicy Marty.
It's not that I like Quinn. It's that I love love. And I want Deb to have love. Every guy she falls in love with either gets killed or, you know, accidentally gets murdered or is in a crossfire. I want, you know, her to work out with him.
You know what? Of all the guys that are in that office, sure, why not choose Quinn?
He's
the best-looking guy.
Yeah, he is cute.
You know, and he definitely knows how to have a good time.
He's
not
awful.
With always the right women.
Okay, the woman he just slept with and took pictures of in the car.
He's reaching a low.
Oh, you must want my mom.
Right. Haven't you guys been through a breakup before where it's kind of like, you know, do I hang out with this person to get over this other person? And sometimes we make mistakes in order to allow our hearts to heal the wound.
He's made a lot of mistakes, and I'm done forgiving Quinn. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. Just kill him off already.
Well, and I'm trying to figure out why, you know, he's still around. He's not... the character Quinn isn't doing anything except just being a thorn now in Batista's side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's no story he's moving along.
Exactly. We're just watching his life destruct.
Yeah. And the fact that Batista had to go and get him. And then get him in the car, and the car overheats, and all that stuff, and go get his gun, and you know, all that stuff from the waitress, and all that. Mm. And then at the end of it, it's like, okay. And then
they get into a fight.
Yeah, and so why? You know, that was
I thought,
I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so where are you going to go with that? What's going to happen? Why are we spending time here?
I think Quinn is also upset because Bautista punched him in the face a couple episodes ago, and they never sort of talked about that.
That's very true. That's a great point.
So if somebody punches you in the face, I mean, that's obviously going to create...
There's still some animosity tension there. See, I thought the writers were just trying to do a recap for anybody who hadn't caught up on Dexter, because he was like, you know, and then there's this,
You're right.
Like,
I mean, that's
he's
a great
listing
way to
every
look at
single
it.
Thing that's wrong with Batista going on. So it's like, oh, maybe those are for Batista fans that haven't been able to catch up on the show. So,
that's a great point, Spicy Madi.
I don't know.
But well, they got it.
Right, because they ended in a fight where a lady screams out, hey, I'm going to call the cops.
Right.
So that was that aha laugh moment that we were supposed to laugh at.
Right.
Right.
And we did. We got a chuckle out of it.
I was tickled.
So that was why he was promoting that, to kind of put a dot on that previous.
Right. I think that you're right about that point.
Yeah. I think you're also right. I mean, for viewers, let's spell it out for them what's going on in Bautista's life.
Right.
Because honestly, Bautista has been a little like angry in the way that he is lately. And they haven't really talked to him. He needs a therapist. We need him to go in with Deb to see the therapist so that we can see what's going on in there.
That would end well.
That's very true. Because last season was more about Batista. Not so much this season. You know, last season he had the relationship with the captain. And now he's kind of like, he doesn't really have his own storyline going on. So it's just his anger. They're making his anger the issue and everything.
Well, I wonder what they're setting up. Because on the heels of that, Batista's sister.
He's going to kill.
Jamie.
Is now,
I just had an epiphany.
I mean, they're setting. But they're setting something up. They're setting something up. They've got this over here with Batista and Quinn. And then Batista's sister, Jamie. Is now hooking up with Lewis,
right?
Who is more than what he seems,
right?
We find out he bought the prosthetic arm,
right? So he's kind
or did he come? You know, did he get it through foul means? We know that the blonde had it,
right?
Mm-hmm. And we've
put
not
it on
seen,
eBay.
We've not seen the blonde since.
Because
so how
she
did he
got
get
fired?
Right,
but he was auctioning on eBay for the arm. Obviously,
he was.
That's what we're assuming, that he was the one who auctioned on eBay for the arm.
But we're only getting information from him. So I don't know how he got that
arm. We really don't know how he got the arm.
You know, there may be a blonde in his freezer.
But it's missing from, it's missing from evidence. We're assuming that's the arm that the blonde was trying to get.
And he said, it's gone, you can't get it back. But the good news is, I wiped all the trace so no one knows it came out of the department.
Right, he did
so,
say that.
So if something, a foul happened, they can't follow that
trace it back,
Right.
So what do you guys think of Lewis? Like, what is his deal?
He's kind
of
weird. He's a weirdo. They're playing
he's
him
got
like a genius
money.
Weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something going on. He's going to turn out bad. I think Jamie's going to end up... Oh, no, that's a prediction. I wonder if Jamie will end up in a bad situation and cause Batista to...
have to save her.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if this was the last season, I know there's supposed to be another one, but if they were making this the last season, which apparently it's not, they could start doing stuff like that. I mean, there's only 3 episodes left, so obviously I think they are still considering the next season. I think they announced it, but it would make a lot more sense for them to start killing off characters.
Right, because she was
like
a random
Jamie,
addition anyways.
Quinn, yeah.
I was like, where did his sister come from?
It could be an opportunity to knock Quinn off. If, you know, they always have the one guy that finds out and you think, oh, everyone's saved, but the guy gets killed. So, it's just interesting about the pacing, because now they're going to have to keep Travis alive, I'm assuming, for the finale.
How is that going to work?
Well,
I mean, we can wait to get to that point, but
so
there's two tableaus
left. I'm not quite sure, you know, where the Jamie Lewis thing, because, you know, I think we can all assume that's not going to end well. This is not a, a storybook romance.
Right. I mean, I can't believe that she had sex with him after that apology or whatever. I mean, this was the first time.
I mean, he admitted to being scared of her brother. Wouldn't that turn you on? Wouldn't you have to ravish him right then and there?
No, wait a minute.
Absolutely not.
That wasn't my sarcastic.
It was the honesty.
The honesty.
He opened his heart.
Okay.
And it melted her.
Masuka gave him that advice.
It evidently melted most of her clothing, too, because next time we see him.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you got to follow your D-I-C-K.
I like that you spelled that out.
Whose advice are you following again? Remember whose advice you're following.
Yeah.
He did, and it worked. So
it was a little bit of a jump, but you know, I don't know. Maybe she was really impressed with the surroundings and the
trappings
of
wealth. I really liked his apartment.
His apartment was fly.
He's an intern. Like, how is he paying
for
this?
No, he did
the video games.
Did video games.
Yeah.
Did he actually sell it?
Oh yeah. She said, where did you get all this stuff? And mm-hmm. she said, oh, people love their video games. So he's a developer.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know he's actually sold anything.
Well, you know, you think about it. So he's developing a video game about the precinct and about Dexter and stuff like that because he's already shown her a little bit of it. Now, what if he has even more information so he's able to release a really edgy video game of, you know, crimes
they haven't yet
figured out.
And his fascination with Dexter is kind of weird. His obsession with Dexter. It makes you think that he only likes Jamie because she's babysitting for Dexter. You know, that's how
that fascination is going to tie into whatever he's creating in this video game.
I think this
video game is going to start coming up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot more than they're letting on.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be some sort of nefarious something
odd. Do you think that the video game will actually come out after this season?
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, that would be awesome. I would play it.
Dexter the video game.
I mean, I think a lot of people would buy it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people would buy it, so they should definitely do that.
I'd put it on my Xbox, for sure.
It might be a free download. Can't you get, like, free downloads now on Xbox? I have to ask my son.
I don't know.
He knows all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's young. I just figured out how to use the push-button phone. I was on rotary all this time. Yeah. I'm a little behind the curve.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What is that? Behind the curve.
Is there anybody else?
Not really.
In the crew?
Oh, wait. Yeah, LaGuardia
and Matthews.
So that was the guy. That was the guy in the room.
What was he doing? He was trying to revive the hooker?
Yeah.
Well, he must have slept with her.
Oh, yeah. And then he came back, I guess, from getting a Big Mac or something, and
she
was on the floor, and it wasn't after he did the CPR that he saw the drugs.
That's why they're trying to close the case.
Yeah. Now, so you're chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
You come back. There's an unconscious hooker on the floor.
We don't know how she got there.
Don't know how she got there. And it's not whatever you did, mm-hmm. you're probably safe enough because the body is still in the room that you rented, right? So there's nothing on the hotel desk saying that you were there. So wouldn't you just go, okay, you close the door, hope you're all right, honey, and then just, I mean,
right.
you know, they were saying,
were, yeah.
yeah, they're saying I did everything I could. So they're trying to make him, you know, like a nice guy and everything, and oh, bummer.
But he's
not,
he's really a sleazeball.
Pretty much.
Right, because
yeah.
that's
and
how
LaGuardia
got her position.
Right.
They're crooked. She's
yeah.
crooked every season as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
She's another one.
So,
but I was glad that Deb stepped up and finally told her, you know what, I'm reopening this case.
Yeah. Yeah,
because Deb has been acting outside of her character with LaGuardia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Deb is a very strong, assertive woman,
mm-hmm.
but she's been getting punked by LaGuardia left and right. So it's about time that she stood up for the police station and actually opened up the case.
I really liked how they did that in the elevator, too, because you could see that she was really nervous.
Right.
They're always in the elevator.
Yeah.
Every episode.
They're in the elevator.
Why?
Well,
why is that their meeting point?
In a box.
Because in an elevator, yeah, you're literally in a box. It's
symbolic.
There's nowhere to go. You have to confront the other person. You can't, like, you know, move off to the other side of the room or take a phone call. You're just stuck there. So, you know, cinematically, it's always a nice sort of setup.
And if you think about it, that's the most uncomfortable place to hold a conversation. You don't quite know what to say to people on the elevator.
Right.
So it's always
I get it, but I'm not sure why they keep doing, like, episode after episode. That's just what they
Maybe it's, like, one of the few private places. But she was really, she seemed really nervous. She seemed like, you know, the Deb, the character, was, this is really scary for me, but damn it, you know, it's time
I
for me to.
I believed her acting in that moment.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was well done. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she swore.
You saw the fear in her eyes.
And I don't think she swore.
She did not curse.
Right.
She did not.
Writers.
We noticed
these
One
of the best
things.
Scenes.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe she just doesn't do it well. People that don't swear well are really hard to listen to.
I didn't know there was a right way to swear.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
I'm a bad swearer.
Jack Nicholson
I don't sound good when I swear,
can give
but I still
you
do
a,
it.
A master's degree in swearing. He's very good at it. There's a style and a feel.
There is.
You guys will have to school me in this later.
I'm sure we will.
Are we ready for the big
Okay. Who wants to crow first? All right, we have to hand it to Kristen.
Applause.
Congratulations.
Jesse, a round of applause, please.
Five episodes ago.
You predicted.
She said, you know what I think? I think
Geller
I think
and
Geller's
Travis
dead.
Is one of the same.
Yeah, I think Geller.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Yes.
There you go. Since then, we've been going back and forth. I'm like, I don't know.
Now
then,
you guys are good.
Ever since
I wouldn't
that, you know,
that.
But and we'd see the newspaper and stuff. But I got you on this one. There's a flaw. Travis didn't have time to set up Casey's big tableau.
Professor Casey.
Yeah, because he ran and then he got Dexter out of the elevator and then they left and then suddenly there's this whole big layout. So
he did because what he probably did, he just ran upstairs, stabbed him, mm-hmm. put him in a closet or something because there were like drips of blood on the floor. So he obviously killed him, put him somewhere.
Right.
I don't know why Dexter didn't look for him.
Right.
Right. That's not like Dexter.
No, exactly. Why didn't he follow the blood? There's a mistake, right?
Go back to the hotel.
Yeah, but so they go back to the hotel. Well, I guess he thinks that Geller has him.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming.
Exactly.
He does say he's probably still, or is he alive? And Dexter says, I don't know, or whatever. He doesn't assume he's dead.
If he is, he's still breathing. Let's try to get him.
That's why he doesn't follow the blood, because Dexter assumes that it's Geller that took him.
Right.
So that's why they leave right away.
That he killed him maybe in advance and then brought Dexter back to the location?
Yeah, I think he killed him and he hid him in the closet or whatever, got Dexter out of there, and then Dexter kind of leaves Travis in the hotel and is like, keep messaging Geller and tell him you're going to come, and then let me know in the morning when you get a response. Let me know first thing in the morning. So he left Travis. Travis had plenty of time to go back to the school and
go get the body.
Hang up the body.
So he went back and set up the tableau when they were all done.
Exactly.
Ah, there you go.
And then in his alter ego state, wrote with the blood on the wall.
Okay. Did you guys notice that when Travis woke up right before he found the writing on his own wall, did you notice that he woke up and was sort of like, he woke up
I thought he was scared of.
But he didn't know that that was. But he didn't know that that was there
No, he woke up at the start. Yeah, as if he was having a nightmare or something.
As if he was having a nightmare or as if he was like waking up from a coma or had blacked out suddenly doesn't know what's going on. So once again, I think he was blacked out. Wrote himself a message in blood.
Okay. So Geller took over, went back, finished the job. So if that's the case, then even if Dexter said, we got to find him, Travis may not have even known where he was, but the professor who was living in Travis wouldn't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, that explains that.
His constant battle with
But I do agree that it seemed kind of odd that Dexter didn't say, where would he go? Where would he keep him? You know the professor.
Right.
Where is he going to keep the body? Where did you keep the other bodies?
He
didn't really push it too much.
Dexter knew the church, so I'm not even sure.
Right.
He knew about the church, so I'm not even sure why they didn't go there.
Right.
To go find him? Yeah.
In the first place, go there. But they did afterwards, the next day.
Right. And that was the big discovery. So
then he tied himself up in the chains.
Yeah. Because every time we would see something, you know, how the professor would suddenly show up when he was at his sister's house.
And I thought that was so weird.
Or the picture would show up on the newspaper rack.
Okay.
And the professor's, you know, standing right next to Travis, but nobody seemed concerned that, hey, dude, that's you. And no one was recognizing him and that sort of thing.
Got it.
No one ever was ever saying... Because that was the other thing. I said, well, if he's dead, they would know that. And you were saying, well, he doesn't have to be dead. He just doesn't have to be there.
Right.
So that explains the body in the freezer. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew where he was if he was not alive or dead.
He was literally underground. Dexter said at one point he wanted Travis to get the second chance at life that he didn't have.
Yeah.
So what second chance does Dexter want, though? Because he said he wanted him to have a second chance that he doesn't
well,
get.
Well, Dexter
have.
Wants to be a better dad
right.
for his kid, for Harrison.
So how does he not have a second chance?
Who's that? Dexter?
Dexter. Wait, he says that he wants to give Travis a second chance that he doesn't have.
Yeah, he did say that. And I was thinking about that. It's, I think my take on it is if he can release Travis of his dark passenger,
right.
even exactly. though when he said that, his dark passenger was actually an external force, if he could release that, then I think Dexter's thinking that there's hope for me.
Right. I completely agree with
right.
that.
I think that's going to change when he realizes and Travis's dark passenger is
well. He did
kind
and
of
at
the
end.
Guy.
The constant
yeah.
biblical reference to this as well, with the second chance and that God forgives, and so he's thinking that exactly if he can save him, there's hope for him. And what's the brother's name? Mos Def, who passed away. Who was killed?
Brother Sam.
Most definitely.
He keeps trying to say, Brother Sam. And that's why his father confronted him. Is this really about Brother Sam or is
right.
this about you?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the dad conversations this one were a little more, not quite as introspective.
I zoned out.
Oh, did you? Yeah. He seemed to be a little more confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
The dad, usually the questions are what you would be asking yourself anyway. This time, the dad seemed to be directing him a little bit more, and Dexter was kind of, this is one of the first times that I remember seeing him kind of lashing out and, blaming
his father.
Yeah,
right.
blaming his dad. And I always thought, as a dad, that, first of all, horrible situation to be in.
Yeah.
But at least the dad said, look, this is who you are.
Right.
Let's use these skill sets.
If Dexter wanted to be a pianist, he would have supported that. And he right. said he was a cold-blooded killer,
yeah.
You know? Support your kids.
Absolutely.
Put him in the right direction.
It's
going
to be a weird take him to work day, but,
right.
what my, okay. But, yeah, so it was kind of like, well, I don't know, Dexter, I think you'd be a little bit hard on your dad. He may not have been perfect, but look what he had to work
right,
with.
Right, exactly.
So.
You were killing cats and animals left and right.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do something with you.
You got to, yeah. So I thought that was kind of an interesting spin that they used this time with the dad.
Yeah, and Dexter said at one point, I'm going to help separate Travis from his dark passenger.
Right.
So that's, you looked at me and you were like, they're one and the same.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
You guys caught that. I was like, I really just thought he was another person.
No, like I said.
You guys are good.
We've just been looking for it for 5 episodes, back and forth.
And Travis said that when he thanks Dexter for getting the chains off him, and he said, Geller might have killed me.
Right.
So if Dexter now doesn't take control of the situation and take control of Travis, I think that Travis is going to end up killing himself thinking that Geller's killing him.
Well, I think at this point now, Travis is just going to say, because Travis knows he found Dexter. So, Travis knows Dexter found Geller.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at this point, he still thinks he's alive. I think he's just going to let him take over. I think we're just going to see Geller unleashed.
He's
going to
let the evil unleashed.
Yeah.
Right, correct. I completely agree with that.
So what do you think? I mean, I'm trying not to go into predictions,
right.
but we saw Travis with the knife. He picks up the knife.
Yeah.
And then he's looking down at Dexter in the basement. We know Dexter's going to be fine.
We saw the next week previews.
Yeah. But next week it looked like that Dexter was sort of like behind bars or something.
Yeah, I think he's still trapped in the church somewhere.
Mm.
And Batista and Deb find their way to the church because they're at the crime
there
scene.
You.
So
yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know. We're just going to crow that we called it.
We have 3 more episodes left.
Episodes ago.
Yeah. Go back and watch.
Yeah. Just keep watching. And, I think Colin Hanks is doing a really, really good job of playing this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's just kind of like this pathetic, wormy sort of character that, but there's this underlying energy. So it'll be interesting to see him get a chance to unleash some of that
mm-hmm.
and just be
thus far,
a
I have
mean
not
guy.
Liked him at all. So I want that rage to come out. I'm excited
yeah.
to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm like, what are you doing? And I felt like his alter ego was just as, I felt like both of them together. Because we, if you really think about the previous seasons, we've seen some horrible, I mean, insane serial killers. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of been, you know, very, not softer of the serial killers that Dexter has had to murder, but they've been a little bit lighter, not as evil, not as vindictive to me. I mean, mind you, his religious killings were pretty extreme, but as far as their characters were concerned, they didn't really have big personalities. So I'm waiting for that evilness to be unleashed.
Yeah, I'm excited about that too. And at one point we see Geller say to Travis, Geller, he says, "You killed me, Travis."
Mm.
So we,
and
it, that's
there, like a little
like
blood
next...
on his chest and that.
Yeah. So how do we think that that came to happen, Travis killing Geller?
Well, I think it literally did happen.
Yeah, he turned on his master.
Yeah.
He probably pulled him in, said that they were the two chosen ones. The what did he call them? The two viewers?
The two witnesses.
Two witnesses, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably no longer liked the instruction that he was giving and decided he's going to take matters into his own hands.
So you think at one point they were working together?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
I think so, and something happened.
I don't think so.
You really? Don't think so?
No way. Wow. I think from the start, this was all Travis...
His obsession.
Start,
you mean
his obsession.
he got all the professor's information and his diaries and books and everything and just kind
become
of
obsessed, and I think he killed him. I think he killed him way before any of this happened. I don't think they were working together at any point in time, and I think this was all Travis from the beginning.
Well, I agree that since we've been involved in this,
right.
mm-hmm. that Geller's been dead. But
right.
previous
Correct.
To that, I'm going to think that they were actually working together.
He was a student
together.
Of his at one point.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, I know.
But
that,
oh, but as far as the whole,
they weren't together in the killing sprees.
As far as the whole, you know, end of days and all of that.
So, do you still think it was Geller's idea to begin with?
Is that the question?
Yes. Or do you think it was Travis's idea? To
I
start
don't know.
All this?
Now it really may be. You may be right. Now it may be just Travis who just went off the deep end and said, "Look, if you're going to do this, let's do this. If
maybe,
not, get out of my
maybe,
way."
Maybe it was the you know, Geller and Travis combo, and Geller's teaching Travis, you know, everything about the. You know, Bible and they're supposed to be doing. But then Travis wants to actually murder and find the victims and use them as sacrifices. And maybe Geller was like, absolutely not. We're not going to go there. And then he killed him. It could have been like that.
Right.
I think that Travis had been following Professor Geller's blog for some time and probably was like, probably confronted him at some point and was like,
stalker.
When are we going to act on this?
Right.
And Geller was probably like,
I'm feeling you. I'm feeling
not,
your storyline.
I'm not acting on this.
Right. It's just, you know,
do you think we're going to get to see that at some point? Do you think that's going to be one of
they're
the
gonna
episodes?
They're going to tell us that.
We got three more episodes.
I think they're going to
tell us.
They
got to fill it with something.
What their relationship was.
I hope so.
That works for me. Or
I like that.
You know,
I like that.
So do you suppose,
that's juicy.
Do you suppose those books are really...
I'm going to write the next episode.
There you go.
I mean,
the
might
writer's
as well.
Paying
You're
attention.
Ahead of it anyway.
Is it too late for a rewrite?
Do you think the books are really Geller's?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Of course.
Oh, because they came from the girl that worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's odd. Did she ever say, I don't know whatever happened to him?
She hadn't talked to him.
Okay. He just fell off the face. Well, he was fired. So... after that, I guess nobody really cared.
Right.
Well, what else? You guys got anything else? Anything?
Who didn't
anything
we
that stuck out? Anything?
Touch on. We're moving.
I think we covered all. I just have a lot of predictions left.
Yeah, we can spend some time there.
We can spend some time there.
Well,
let's
throw to a commercial and then we'll come back with predictions.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
But I... To Oaks.
I'm sorry. We were reminiscing about Oaks in season one and how he came to such an explosive end. Hey, real quick. I always love seeing the opening because there's all these different ways you can kill people as he's getting ready for his day. You can knife him. You can, you know, with the string.
The
and
I
by
love
the way,
the floss.
When the floss and he pulls it, the next shot is the neck.
Right.
He cuts himself shaving, and then when he's pulling the thing over, like he's suffocating.
Right,
people.
Exactly.
They're kind of like, you know, this is all the ways that serial killers work. I think it's
very
good.
Very creative.
And the music's really good.
Yeah. I love the orange. I always wanted to know, I was trying to figure out in the beginning what fruit that was.
It's a blood orange.
Blood orange. It looks delicious.
Yeah.
We should bring some next time.
Can we?
There we go.
I want to taste
for the finale. For the finale, we'll just make a Dexter
I'm
breakfast.
Cut it and let the blood orange
everything
from the
beginning, we're going to bring in right here.
I just want one of those ultra slow motion bean churner things.
We can bring that.
Ultra slow motion.
Are we gonna get into predictions?
You guys were talking about something.
I was talking about the blood falling on everybody's heads.
Oh yeah.
That was absolutely
blood and
mortified.
Guts.
Like yeah, blood and guts. And you had asked, was it organs? Yeah. Were organs falling on top of their heads?
Organs. So you know, a few intestines.
I mean, he's pretty vicious in that sense. We don't actually get to see him do the axe, but you know, our imaginations can run pretty wild. So he's actually going in there like scooping blood and guts out of him and letting him fall on top.
Pulling a carry on everybody.
I mean, his murders are very intricate.
Well planned.
I like how it's sort of a game for the detectives to like trip, do the tripwire, and then this is the second time we've seen that.
Somebody said, you know, I've already checked for tripwires, we're good.
Nope.
Didn't check quote?
Didn't think so.
All right, sorry, Jesse, we stepped on that one.
Okay, sorry, I had to bring that up.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I know my predictions.
Kristen. Oh, you guys?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No,
it just another thing just hit me, you know? It just randomly happens being in this room with you guys. but my prediction, because I'm so, like, in love with Deb, she's my favorite, even though she has a potty mouth right now this season, more than usual, is her and Quinn. My prediction is that with this therapy that she's getting, she's going to find herself and be able to love him and... He's going to, of course, fall back in love with her, and they're going to be able to be together.
You want her to love this guy.
Right before he hits a telephone pole in his car.
Yeah, exactly. You want her to fall in love with him. I want him dead.
Like a Desperate Housewives ending right there.
This is going to be an interesting dynamic.
I want them
to
be in love, because I think that she's going to find herself with her therapist.
But why
with
him?
The reason she can't admit to being in love with him is because of all this baggage that she has in that brain of hers.
Or because
you think that's why he's keeping him alive?
Yeah.
Really?
They're saving his soul for Deb. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. This will be the one guy that she gets.
I think you're the only one that wants her with Quinn.
nobody else will
Quinn
take her.
Quinn does.
Yeah.
She's pretty messed up. You're talking damaged goods here.
Up.
Yeah,
she's just as bad as Dexter.
Yeah. But
she's
you know,
a cold-blooded killer, too. She's just legally allowed to.
First of all, there's no way I'd ever want to work with Quinn because I wouldn't trust that, you know, he's got his mind on the job when it has to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, I hope there's something they got coming for this guy because seriously.
Do you want him dead or do you want him to
honestly, at this
Deb.
Point, I just want to know why I keep watching him.
Seriously,
give me a reason. Yeah, give me a reason why he's still around.
He's going to be Deb's savior, saving her from herself.
But they like hit that. 2 episodes ago at her party and you know she couldn't say
that was the opportunity
tell him,
for her to tell him but she couldn't but she had
enough
therapy by that point
so
no she doesn't
I don't know
no okay.
What's your prediction? You say you've got like 40 hours of predictions here.
Yeah, well
okay,
Quinn's
You're
going
good
down
on
the
your
drain.
Quinn's going down again.
What do you guys think's gonna happen to Travis? How's that going to end up?
Is
Dexter going to get out of there? And I mean, they can't kill him yet. They still have
three more
episodes.
Can't. And this was also the one where, you know, he had the killer, you know, in front of him and let him go.
Yeah.
So
he's like,
all those people that died, you know, he could have prevented it.
Right. But this is going to make Dexter question his own senses, his own faith. I think it's going to make question, like, his, now it's just as completely, I think, made his claims of killing the passenger, like, it's not legitimate anymore. Because,
no, it isn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, he's got to question the code.
Right.
Because, you know, the code is, in a way, following the code. You know, a lot of people died. It's,
right, exactly.
No matter what, Sam, I don't think that Dexter's going to be the one to kill Travis.
Oh.
I do not think that.
He's going to be in the car with Quinn when he drives it off the cliff. Well, that's interesting.
Who do you see killing him?
Well, Thelma and
Louise. You think he's going to kill himself, you said.
Put him in Bautista's car and send him over the kids.
All of them, you just want to kill him all the
Which Bautista's car might just make it right to the cliff and then stall.
That's true.
Well, who do you think's going to do it?
Who's going to kill Travis? Yeah. I think Travis is going to kill Travis.
Really?
But that's
gonna
not go out juicy. In a blaze of glory? I don't want... Suicide?
I think it's going to be a massacre suicide. The last tableau is going to be Travis in some stage.
Laid out on
blood.
A crucifix or something. Yeah. Yeah.
It's predictions. Yeah. You got to go with, you know, what you're thinking. Okay. I think it's going to get ugly. I think once Travis decides that, you know, there's no reason to try to be nice anymore, yeah, it's going to get
ugly. I'm actually excited for next week.
Me too.
I am, because you guys, I did not see that ending coming. I mean, you guys are smarter than me, because I'm this entire time thinking that you know, this is a separate person. Travis and Yeller are two completely different people. But you guys knew that. You guys saw that. I'm kind of disappointed
Kristen
in myself.
Saw that.
Shame on me for not catching that.
Well, you know, we had a call yesterday. I asked her about it. She's like, I don't know.
Oh, I feel better. Call her. Yeah. I feel better out there now that you feel me.
I don't know. Coming. Have you checked blogs or anything on this to see if anybody else is thinking about that?
I haven't really, but I think a couple people have. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I mean, you know, they're kind of pimping it the whole time. If mm-hmm. if it
That's
came
true.
Into your
now
mind and you were looking
think about
for
it, now I'm seeing it all.
Yeah,
like,
if you
oh.
go back and look at stuff, you can see, you know, all of that. So... speaking of pipping, this is where you guys can tell people where to find you. Spicy Mahdi.
Follow me on Twitter at @spicy_Mahdi. SPICY_MARI.
MARI. Kristen?
I have a blog called Cinematic Escape. And if you just Google Cinematic Escape, it will come up. And it's at blogspot.com.
Is that CINI or E?
E. CINEMA Cinema Escape.
I need an escape.
Cinematic.
I'll be on
Cinematic
there tonight.
Escape.
Yes, Google that. Or you can go to KristenSnyder.blogspot.com. But Googling's always easier.
Google her, baby.
Yeah.
And you can find me at Home Depot in Van Nuys. Probably in the either tool or paint department.
I knew department. I met you before.
Yeah. I'm the guy just staring at a paint, forgetting what color I need.
You do look like a Home Depot guy.
Steve is directing you to find his physical self.
Yeah. Because, you know, I could probably answer questions about interior versus exterior. So until next week, when we find out what kind of crazy is going to happen with Dexter, thanks for being with us. And for
Spicy
Mahdi and Kristen Snyder, I'm Steve Bottomley. We'll see you next week for the Dexter Afterbuzz.
Call us.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.